I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I can be online and I'll be reading something, and so I'll think, man, I need to make a comment on this story. And I'll go down to type in a comment, and there will be me making the comment that I was thinking I need to make, and I had forgotten that I did it.
Oh, okay.
I will literally sit there and be like, oh my gosh, I made this comment, and I thought of the exact same thing then, too. But my God, I forgot that I made this comment.
You have a lot. You know, you have a big, I don't even know what to say.
Thank you.
I mean this positively. Like on social media, you take your time and you do a lot of that, like posting on reviews or commenting on someone's page.
The mistake you make is thinking that it takes me a lot of time, but I'm pretty fast typist and I can pretty much rip out a review in a couple of like maybe minutes at most.
But you got a big presence in the social media realm. Like you will make a lot of posts or rate something, and all of a sudden you look at it and go, "Oh, that's me."
Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but I'm not online. That way. Yeah,
yeah. You don't post a lot of reviews.
I don't.
It's done me well because I'm a member of Amazon Vine, which is a thing where I get free products to review, and I review them honestly. I can give them a negative review if I want to. I can give them a positive review as long as it's a well-written review, then I get that product for free.
I've bought things before because of your review. I'm like, oh yeah, I know that guy.
And it's funny, I had an ex from college look me up and talk to me because they saw one of my reviews on Amazon. Oh my God, this is the guy I dated in college. So it's amazing how all those reviews and things can get me noticed by other people.
You know, I do read the reviews, never write one though.
Right.
But I don't even look and see where they're coming from. So I wouldn't know if I saw your review or not.
I usually have my face right beside it.
Yeah, but I don't even look at that.
Wow. I just try not to look.
I just look at the review. I don't care what the person is.
You're just a user. You don't contribute.
But I won't leave one.
All right. Well, anywhere. I don't want to talk about reviews so much. I want to lean more about the forgetfulness part. And that's what I thought you were going to bring up, Hawk, because I am horribly forgetful.
You are. Yeah.
I will do, I could have talked about this a week ago on the show, and I might not remember that I did that.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if I got dementia or if I'm just like...
What was I talking about?
Yeah.
You know, some people, they are forgetters. They forget about things.
I forget stuff that I do over and over again.
Yeah.
I'll pull up a movie on Netflix. I'm like, oh, this looks interesting. Halfway in it, I'm like, this looks familiar.
Right.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I have seen this, but I don't remember how it ends. So I finish it again.
Yeah. Well, it's the repetition of it. Like, you drive the same way to work every day. You ever get here and you're like, I don't remember that drive at all.
Uh-huh. This morning.
It happens. When your body's just so used to doing it over and over again, you don't think about it.
I hate that when you walk in a room because you go to get something you've lost or something you forgot why you walked in the room.
I know why. Yeah. I saw a video about why that happens.
Oh, I thought you knew why you walked in the room.
No, but why you forget when you walk into a room. Because when you walk into that room, you see an alien and they have to clear your memory out so you won't remember that you saw the alien. So that's why you won't remember when you walk into the room or what you was in the room to get.
I saw that video. Was it an alien or was it a guy in a black suit with a little pin thing?
I think it was Alien.
That was a Netflix movie you've watched too many times, Kato.
Sounds like a documentary.
Like a good movie. I might want to watch it again.
Okay, well, this is a case of someone forgetting something that was pretty important. A 46-year-old man in Pennsylvania won a $57,000 jackpot at a casino earlier this month, but he can't cash it in.
Oh, no.
Because he was banned from the casino. Now, before you get upset with the casino... He banned himself. Apparently in Pennsylvania, they have a law that says that you can ban yourself with a self-exclusion list. And if you have a gambling problem, you can block yourself from betting for a week, a month, years, or forever. And he had banned himself from this casino for life.
Wow.
But they still let him go in and gamble, which means they also forgot.
They have no idea who he is until he tries to cash out.
Yeah, makes sense.
So he's sitting at the table, he's gambling, he gets $57,000, he goes to cash out. They're like, sir, you signed the thing saying you would not gamble here. And legally, they actually had to swear out a trespass warrant against him at that point.
See, I think I'd be calling somebody going, I need to come up here and cash out.
Me too, man, but he forgot.
Yeah.
He forgot he banned himself. See, yeah, I would have been calling my wife and going, honey, you got to come up here right now because you got to cash this out.
See, that's just, I mean, I banned myself from going out on some weekends. But when the weekend gets here, I'm going out.
That's why you should never sign this thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's real crazy is to sign it and forget you signed it. And so now you win almost $60,000 and they're like, sorry, but we can't give that to you. I'm like, let me unban myself here.
Yeah, I mean, on a, I guess, smaller venue, like when you go to like a restaurant, you get bad service or bad burger or bad something. You're like, you know, I'm never going to go back to this restaurant. And then, you know, few months later, you find yourself at the same restaurant getting that bad burger going, why did I do this again?
You're right. This is a much smaller venue.
Yes.
It's interesting that you brought it up.
If I get a bad burger, I usually won't go back.
Forever, for life, you wouldn't?
I mean, for it'd be a long time.
It doesn't take many, I can hold a grudge. That's one thing I will say, man. The fast food chain that I've been loyal to most of my life has burned me twice now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to go for three strikes or not. I don't trust them anymore, Kato.
Yeah.
I got one of their burgers that had two meat patties, and I swear they weren't much thicker than a sheet of paper. And I'm like, this isn't right. And then I've gone through and gotten some other stuff that's just not good.
Well, you don't need to forget that. And if you want, I'll remind you.
What?
Like, don't go to that restaurant.
Forget
okay,
what?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. What you were talking about?
Sitting there at the window and Hawk pops up.
You remember what you said?
Well, you banned yourself from this. I'm like, wait, I already paid for it. I don't get to eat it?
No.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, somebody here on the Hawk and Tom Show is pregnant.
It's not me.
Not me.
I mean, I look like it.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't think I am.
Well, Tori's going to have a baby soon, and she's been talking about, will it be painful? Will childbirth be painful?
Will it be twins? Oh,
I think she knows that it will. She's just wondering how much, right?
Are we going to get people to call in and tell me what to expect? Because I've been really wanting to do that.
I have the things that are more painful than childbirth coming up, according to people.
Oh, so not helpful.
I don't think it was going to be helpful at all anyway. Having people call and tell you what to expect, I don't think that's going to be a good conversation.
It's according to women who've had at least one child, the things that they say was more painful than childbirth.
I didn't know there was anything more painful. The way women talk, it's like the most painful thing that exists.
For a guy, it's the cold.
I know. Common cold.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll tackle that little conversation coming up here after we play two songs.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So I was saying, one of us is pregnant here on the Hawk and Tom Show. You might want to take a stab at it and guess which one.
That's a horrible choice of words.
Yeah.
Okay. Charles Manson.
So, according to women who've had at least one kid, one child, these things can actually be more painful than childbirth. So I know you're kind of sweating this, Tori.
I'm very much sweating.
Okay.
I'm terrified.
I know the answer, one of the answers.
Kato is, I think, right.
Okay.
What?
Whenever a man has a cold.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think I have a real answer.
Oh, that is a real
Let's
answer.
See. Okay, don't
well,
say it
that
yet.
That women would say.
Okay.
Women wouldn't say that.
Don't say it yet. Let's see if you.
Okay.
Yeah, because you might actually get it right and ruin Hawk's whole thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Here we go. Third degree burns, they say. But not just the burn itself. Skin grafts, new bandages, washing the burned skin is more painful than childbirth.
See, I don't know, because I had to. One kind of on my calf muscle when I was a kid, and it just goes numb once you burn it down enough. Like, it burns the nerve.
Was it a third or second or first?
Somewhere between a second and third.
That's why you didn't have a third.
Yeah.
I
had pizza over the weekend, the roof of my mouth. Third.
Okay, that does hurt.
Third degree.
But truthfully, it's no surprise. A third degree burn where they're abrading this afterwards and causing it to slough off and grow new skin
I'm going to get sick.
It's the worst pain, I think. There may be.
And the length of time that it takes to heal. So the childbirth is over relatively quick.
Yeah, I read about like 19 hours.
This is like 19 weeks sometimes for them to do this. Mm-hmm. Like when, I think, was it Richard Pryor, who lit himself on fire by accident doing some kind of drugs. And he had burns all over his body. So they're literally taking his whole chest and just taking all that skin off. And it had to be pretty horrible.
Oh. All right. Things really more painful than childbirth, according to women that have had a baby, gout, which causes burning and swelling to your joints. They say a recent survey found more than two-thirds of people with it said it's the worst pain they've ever experienced in their life.
I thought I had it not too long ago. Turns out it was just a broken toe that I didn't know was broken, so I kept walking on it.
Okay,
but
that's not gout.
I forgot about that.
I know it's not.
Okay, I just want to comment something about this study. You keep saying this is according to women who had childbirth, but it's according to women who had childbirth and some other horrible thing happened to them also.
Yes, so they've compared these. A really bad migraine was mentioned, which can last for hours, they say, and cause some people to pass out from the pain. A lot of people also said cluster headaches can be just as bad worse than childbirth.
I've had migraines, and I got to give women the credit for the childbirth on that.
Yeah, because you know how that feels, right?
Well, no, but I'm thinking it just seems worse than it. Even the migraines are bad, but you get through them. Childbirth looks worse.
I've had migraines. They're not fun, but I can't imagine it's going to be anything compared to childbirth.
Right. It's just going to hurt in a different area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Top three answers. Okay. According to women who've had at least one child.
You mean that third-degree burns wasn't like the top answer?
It was not. No. Broken ribs. Not because the pain itself is worse, but they take so long to heal, and it hurts every time you breathe for a long time. So... once again,
I agree with that one.
Okay. I will take broken ribs over third-degree burns any day.
Yes, I would.
I would rather have broken ribs.
Yes.
So I don't feel like that one should be higher on the list.
Okay. Number two is a really bad toothache, meaning the pain is constant. One woman gave birth...
while she had a toothache?
Said that giving birth was bad, but her toothache was even worse.
Man, tooth pain can be pretty bad, but you've never had one of those where you're going in and just begging for him to give you Novocaine.
Okay.
You said one woman? Just one?
Yeah, just one said that giving birth was bad.
I feel like that's not a very big test field.
Yeah.
Just one person.
Well, I mean, apparently all of this is not as big a group as we thought.
Well, most women have an epidural, which is a pain medicine,
right? I don't know if most do, but it's a block. It basically blocks you from feeling anything below a certain...
Yeah, so, I mean, how bad can that be when you're all...
Well,
those
don't always work.
Okay.
And sometimes they don't hit the right spot. They don't work well. Some people don't take them.
And I met a lady who she went in so early and they gave her the epidural so early, by the time she actually had the baby, it had worn off.
According to women who've had at least one child, things that are actually more painful than childbirth, number one answer, Cato, what do you think it is?
Well, now I'm scared. I was going to say mammogram because I know women... because women complain. But now I didn't know what the list consisted of because I know that every female friend and family member talks about how hard
I'm going to say being impaled on a steel fence, one of those spikes.
Kidney stones, Tom.
Oh, wow.
You should have
got that.
Wow. Women said it's like being stabbed in the side with a hot knife over and over again, and the pain was so bad that they... couldn't even talk and temporarily went blind.
Holy
with some,
crap.
Yeah, some situations.
Wow. Mine was bad, but I didn't go blind.
Yeah.
I would have freaked out if I had gone blind.
The other issue is you don't know what it is, which makes it even worse. You're like, all of a sudden you got this pain and it lasts forever. So they say it's worse than giving birth.
For me, I've never had one before. And I told my wife, I think I have a kidney stone because it feels like someone's standing behind me right now punching me in the kidney repeatedly every couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And so I called a doctor friend of mine, and he goes, that sounds like a kidney stone. You should go to the ER. They get worse. And I'm like, they get worse than this? He's like, they get a lot worse. So I went to the ER, and they gave me pain meds. And the pain meds made it almost tolerable instead of I'm going to die. But it didn't fix it.
But it was worth it all when you saw that little kidney stone.
Two. I had two.
Oh, wow.
I had twin kidney stones.
Congrats.
And then I got another one like 3 months later.
They were both 6 pound, 8 ounces.
They felt like it. But yeah, you know, it's funny because the baby's a lot bigger. But man, those kidney stones, they hurt. I feel kind of like special now. I mean, women always talk about childbirth, and I've apparently survived twice now something that they say is as bad or worse.
You're a hero.
Thank you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, I want to talk about something that has consumed us during the songs this morning.
Annoyance. And
apparently, Kato has got an issue going on with Tori over foods that they do and do not like.
No, no, she has the issue.
Okay.
I have none.
Okay, but you don't like tacos.
Or margaritas.
That, see, this is my issue with her, okay?
Or pasta.
When I say I'm not a big fan of something, she automatically assumes that I hate that food. I'm not a picky eater. I can
eat
anything.
Why do you hate tacos, though?
Thank you.
I hate y'all.
Taco grease is like an essential oil to me.
I like tacos.
That's that beef tallow that everybody's putting on their skin.
Yeah, it's my essential oils.
It's just if it's a food that I'm just not a big fan of, I just normally won't. I'm not a big fan of Italian food. I do like lasagna, but I will never go into a restaurant and order pasta.
Okay.
When
okay.
I can order a steak.
When he won't order joy or happiness or anything.
Yeah, I do either. Order margaritas. So, yeah, joy and happiness.
I thought you didn't like margaritas.
I love margaritas.
Oh, Tori said you hated them.
That's what I heard.
See, well, she just makes up stuff. I'm not a big ranch fan. I'm not a big taco fan. I'm not a big pasta fan. But I can eat it all.
Okay.
Well, with margaritas, that's the way you get your daily salt intake.
We'll get plenty of salt.
Actually,
in America.
I try to watch my salt intake. I get the sugared rim.
Well, today is apparently Happy I Hate Cilantro Day. And of course, and we were discussing this in the studio too. Cilantro is something that genetically some people have a gene that makes it taste like soap to them. And then other people have a gene that makes it taste like heaven to them.
Yeah, because sometimes that salsa with cilantro in it, it tastes like dishwater.
No, I love cilantro. Yeah.
See, you have a different gene.
It does. I love the way it tastes, but it does smell like soap to me.
It's okay. Like, yeah, you got some Dawn dish detergent in this.
You have half the gene, apparently. You got the half that's not as bad. But they did an actual study, and they asked people about foods that are generally loved by Americans, but some people don't like them. And one of the first things that got my attention was they talked about cheeseburgers.
Oh, I love cheeseburgers.
70% of people love cheeseburgers.
I know people that don't.
25% said they're okay, so that's that's most people right there. But you got 5% who hate them.
Wow.
And here's where it gets crazy. 2% to me, this is insane, 2% haven't had a cheeseburger.
Well, if they're under the age of like 2 or 4.
Right. I don't think they interviewed anyone under that age. But how do you not have had any cheeseburger? Even if you're vegetarian or vegan, they make the impossible burgers. How have you not had, well, at least a burger? I guess if you're a vegan, you wouldn't have the cheese. But they have fake cheese, too.
First off, a vegan burger and cheeseburger, you can't put them in the same category.
Well, for the vegan people, it's the closest
bean burger,
thing they can get.
No, it's a cheeseburger. It is beef.
That made no sense at all.
I totally lost my point, huh?
You said it's a bean burger. No, they're made of beef, but a cheeseburger doesn't say anything about beef. In fact, it's a hamburger, which is not ham.
No, I'm just saying that it's not made of meat.
Right.
So you can't consider that a cheeseburger.
Those Morningstar ones that you can get at the grocery store comes in a green pack made of beans. I will say that's about the best.
Non-burger
option. Yeah.
Right. The beans are not horrible, actually. They don't have quite the same juicy texture, but they're not bad tasting. I know because my son eats vegan, and so I've tried some of his stuff. Now, going down this list, some of the other things, they brought up sushi. Now, not surprisingly, there was a larger number of people who were not into sushi. 54% said they love it. 20% said it's okay. About 20% said they hated it. And nearly 10% didn't try it yet. I can understand that with sushi. Sushi's a polarizing food. Some people are just turned off immediately by the idea of raw fish.
Well, not all sushi is not really raw fish.
Not all sushi.
Right.
You got the California
roll.
Well,
sushi is not even, it's about the rice, not the fish.
California rolls
is just California. All technical. I think they're just talking in general about what people consider sushi.
Right. And California roll is a way, but now they make those fried rolls. If you get like the holy moly at Irishai.
So What was that other one? Dragon?
Hey, or, hey, time out. Volcano. Y'all are supposed to argue about food.
Well, not only that, but we're not getting deep into sushis here.
But y'all have touched on the one thing we actually both like.
Yeah.
A lot.
Sushi and sake.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. This surprised me. Popcorn. 55% love it. That's lower than I would have thought. Popcorn's kind of a pretty well-loved thing.
Kato hates it. I don't prefer popcorn. I will eat. I'll sit and eat a bowl of it. And I did recently watching movies with the kids, and I will eat it. And especially if it's got like white chocolate on it.
The thing I hate is when you're at the theater and you get that husk stuck in between your teeth.
Uh-huh.
And then the whole movie, I can't enjoy it because I got that thing stuck between my teeth.
I was in that theater.
They need to go and supply floss in the bathrooms at the movie theaters so I can get that husk out, that popcorn husk.
That's what we need, a bunch of people flossing in the theater.
I heard you in there at that theater.
All right. Now, this was interesting. 40% said it was okay. 4% hated it. 0% had never tried it. So everyone has at least tried it.
Yeah, okay.
No one has not tried it.
Well, it's microwavable, easy to do.
Now, this is interesting, though. Strawberry ice cream, 45% said it's okay. 41% said they love it. 12% hate it. And 2% have never tried strawberry ice cream.
Wow.
Why are you grinning, Tori?
Because I'm waiting on him to go, I don't really care for it.
If you're talking about the Neapolitan, strawberry tastes fake to me. But I do like a strawberry sundae.
Tillamook.
Okay. Tillamook's got good cheese, too. But I was just talking about that this weekend. A friend of mine said he used to take a knife when he was a kid and cut down because he didn't like the strawberry. He would cut down just on the inside of the chocolate.
Oh, you're talking Neapolitan still.
Yeah, the Neapolitan. Okay. Well, that's,
You can buy just straw. And in fact, you get good strawberry ice cream. It's got real strawberries in it, Briar. It's good stuff.
I only thought it came in three colors.
Oh, well, now you know something new.
I don't buy ice cream.
You got that Rocky Road.
Oh, yum.
He hates ice cream. Did you hear him say that?
I know. He doesn't. That's why he's going to wither away right in front of us because he doesn't like food.
Bud Light keeps me grounded. But
if they had a Bud Light ice cream, he'd eat that up.
Ice cream's my favorite dessert. I don't prefer cake or cupcakes.
I want beer ice cream.
You had issues here. But
I'm not a picky eater, though.
Apparently.
No wonder you and Tori can't get along.
No, we need to quit talking about food.
Hold on. I got more burritos. 65%. 2 out of 3 people love them.
I'd rather have a quesadilla.
Burrito, my Speedo.
But I love chimichangas. That's actually my favorite.
1 out of 4 says they're okay. 6% have never had a burrito. How have you never had a burrito?
I've been to Moe's one time. I've been to, what's the one over here, Cross?
There's a million places to get a burrito, including the grocery store and convenience stores.
I think I've had 2 in my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know those really cheap ones that come,
yes,
you get them at like the dollar store, and it's like 1 in a pack.
Yellow.
Oh my gosh.
They're so good.
These are so amazing.
Yes. Gross. All right, and finally, they wrapped it up with a curveball.
Uh-oh.
Pineapple.
I love pineapple.
60% of people love pineapple. 30% said it's okay. 10% hate it. And 1% haven't had it.
I love it.
I'm not really a fan.
Really?
Okay, no, I'm just messing.
Tori hates pineapple.
No, I don't.
I bought one time and I ate most of it.
And your mouth turned inside out.
My mouth was cut up.
Yeah.
You know what, though? They say if you eat pineapple right after you eat it, it helps digest your food better.
That's because it dissolves your food.
And half your stomach lining.
And your mouth. But I was shocked at some of the things people have not even eaten. That is some serious avoidance These are things that are considered the most favorite foods we have, and they're is at least a somewhat surprising percentage of people who haven't even tried them.
I tell you what, once this baby's out, Sushi's going to hate to see me coming. I've got like 4 rolls ready to go.
Wow, you bought them already. They're not going to be good.
I would get fresher ones.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.